forth these sessions, it's almost like each and every time it takes on a different flavor, it takes on a different variety. And so they're saying sight unseen. In other words, we're really learning to release our physical vision and open up to our spiritual happenings, our spiritual surroundings. So when I said spiritual happenings, spiritual surroundings, oh my gosh, it's just sort of like I was lit up like a Christmas tree. So we want to understand that we're already here. In other words, when we call in ascended masters, when we call in graduated existence, what we're really doing is learning how to release the old perception of self and the old dissimulation, and to join with sort of like our regularly established programming, because the more that we understand, we're already sight unseen. In other words, we're already responding to our divine self that is beyond form, that's beyond formality, that's beyond what the physical senses pick up. And that this is like the mission that's upon us is to really, they're saying look alive, and they're kind of laughing, but it's like to receive ourselves in our heart, to receive ourselves in our light. So we want to remember that there's an extraordinary light that is the truth of self, that is within us, in our higher heart, in our eternal flame, that's waiting to capture our attention, to capture our readiness. And so this is where we're moving beyond the borders. So every time we may get frustrated when someone's like, well, that's them, they're on the other side of the border, we want to remember that that in essence is a projection of what we're assuming. We're assuming that it's just about us in the singular, and so the skin becomes the border. And so when we allow love to be happening, when we allow love to be in standby, we want to remember sight unseen, that we're allowing the truth of self to come through in our very midst. So when I'm saying that, I'm seeing this angel who kind of looks like a person, but obviously has these extraordinary angel wings, an extraordinary halo. And so what they're basically suggesting is that is you and I. In other words, that's the truth of all of us. And we're learning how to look around. We're learning to graduate. We're learning to extinguish the darkness by assuming the Christ advantage. So when they say Christ advantage, again, it's not the persona of the one we think of as the Christ. It's the truth and relevance of all of us in our assembled halo, in our assembled, they're saying, very midst. So they keep like emphasizing that in our very midst. In other words, we're not waiting 5 years. We're not waiting for a telegram from heaven. It's upon us as we will assume it properly, as we will attend to it without exception. So without exception is there are aspects of ourself that we take exception to, that we're not very pleased with, that we want to go stand over there. We do that to ourselves and we do that to others. And we pretty much do that all day long. So what we're doing is remembering that love is coming upon us. So the love is our graduated essence. It's where each of us hit our high note. It's where each of us move into that passion of true realization, that Christ brilliance, our divine essence, our I am assertion, that is already, it's like ready to go. It's like on standby. But when they say on standby, they don't mean like in a waiting room watching their own programming until they're called. They mean like ever present, on standby, waiting for us to witness it, waiting for us to agree upon it, waiting for us to accept, waiting for us to go beyond boundaries, go beyond borders. So we want to remember that we spend a lot of time with resistance. We're resisting aspects of ourselves. We're resisting aspects of others. And we basically do that. We basically want to manipulate and control the life to survive or for it to be pleasant. But we're moving into unity consciousness where we're not trying to survive. We're not just trying to take care of our personal little life. We're moving into where love is happening. And so when love is happening is we're all tuning into that place of highest growth where everything is already familiar. So when they're saying everything is already familiar, it's that aspect of self that we left long ago. So just imagine like little kids that are totally happy and bliss until we, you know, I don't even want to say what they're saying, but in essence, we call them down. It's like, don't stay so high, come down and follow the proper order. So we have that natural state when we're little kids. We have that state for fleeting moments when we fall in love, because we move into that bliss state where love is happening. And so what we want to remember is we're not seeking another. We're not seeking like a certain circumstance on earth in order to survive or even to be happy. We're seeking into our, we're seeking for or coming upon or witnessing or graduating or assuming our own heavenly bliss state. So a bliss state, it's going on like never ending, always available. So it's not person, place, or things that we're waiting to come upon us in order to declare victory. As we move into that unity consciousness, as we move into that place of our true residence, everything comes alive. In other words, what you're trying so hard to manifest and visualize and mantra and create comes to us vibrationally because it's simply an extension of all that is. And so the more that we empower ourselves, the more that we graduate, the more that we listen, the more that we straighten up, the more that we resume our natural lifestyle, we part ways with the past. We leave the matrix. We leave the old familiar. And so this is where there's like a changing of the guards, where the old familiar, we all have an old way of struggle, but we know it. We know the routine. We've memorized it. We've studied it. We've taught it to others. And so it's sort of like parting ways with what's familiar and really moving into our holy remembrance, because it's out of this divine presence, it's out of this bliss state, it's out of this heavenly value where we really let go, we really let loose, we cut the strings, we forgive our past, we forgive those parts of ourselves that we pushed away into the shadow so we don't have to see it. It's sort of like we're coming into divine union, we're coming into divine grace, we're coming into our new comfort of extraordinary residence. And as we do this, as we offer that, as we offer this whole heavenly vision to self, we unite with our sacred heart. We unite with like that eternal sun within. We unite with our stardom. We unite with our I am presence. And so every time they're saying that we look alive, and they mean true life. Without judgment, without any of those old energies, we offer to all one and the same. So it's a universal graduation, it's a universal growth, it's a universal assistance, it's a universal voyage, because when we say yes, we're saying it in the plural, we're never doing anything. And this is how you can tell how open you are to coming home. We're never doing anything just for ourselves in the singular. We're moving into that unity consciousness of heavenly allowance, where it's sort of like all for one, one for all. Everything we do, we offer that in true gladness for all to witness. And so this is where it's like very essential that we allow bygones to be bygones, because it's going to be very, how would I say that? I was going to say sticky, and they're basically saying impossible for us to unite in unity consciousness if we're still charging others, if we're still blaming others, if we're still calling the bailiff, like if we're still holding that judgment card, because love is ready to assist. So it's an entirely different resonance of holy remembrance and station that we are acquiring. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be given that true association of self. So that true association of self knows exactly the order, the spiritual steps that are going to bring us our best, that are going to bring us everything that we need to override the past administration. So if we're experiencing lack in any of areas, and we all have them, and we tend to have them in different areas, so there's some kind of functioning in the world. But as we open our hearts to our I am assertion, then that overriding presence, in other words, that unity consciousness, that bliss state, that holy reunion is going to preside, and it's going to eliminate the middleman. In other words, it's going to eliminate the darkness. It's going to bring forth love's remembrance. And so whatever is our divine card, in other words, whatever is next for our journey, each of us are waking up to gifting. Each of us are healers in our own assertion. And so whatever it is we're healing in our own, what appears to be a personal journey, remember it's really a universal journey. And what we're doing for ourselves, or seems like it's ourself, we're doing for all, one and the same. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be duly transferred. Duly transferred is, I no longer have to go back to the story. I no longer have to keep the reports. I no longer have to do anything except return to the sunshine. And it's like really, really trusting that that sunshine knows, that light knows how to reveal the truth. The light knows how to unlock ourselves from the past. And when I'm saying that, I literally see locks opening up spontaneously. I see healing occurring spontaneously. I see, like, oh my gosh, like healing in generational sequencing, just like receive that light. So each of us are extraordinary healers as we will permit that love's advantage. So we want to like really play with that, allow that, sort of feel that, almost like you're playing with Play-Doh or something, you know, fun where it's this easy. But to really allow yourself that place of true like non-avoidance. So there are places where I'm literally seeing dungeons. There are places where we usually don't want to go, where it's still in our unconscious, or there are places just kind of in world events, like I wouldn't even begin to know what to do. We're allowing love to happen. So in other words, we're trusting the love, we're trusting the light to override the past sequencing and to heal the hurts, to heal the hurts. So that's very essential, because some of us, what would I say? It's sort of like we've made too many like hard, rigid rules. And so that's why they're always telling us to look at what our beliefs are. Because if we're holding rules that whatever it is, anything that's rigid that you don't or can't imagine being pliable, they want you to offer that. They're asking you with your kind permission to allow the light to merge with that, to bring forth extreme witness, to bring forth extreme pleasure. So in other words, there's no accident where we still have chunks of darkness or where we've gotten a little stuck. And so we want to trust that that's exactly where our higher self knew we'd end up and report to. And it's sort of like, okay, I could use that oil can here. What we want to do is invite that light in. So any place where you're like, this is the way it is, this is just the way it is, and there's no more talking about it, this is where you want to turn the other cheek. This is where the place of miracles emerges, because we're the ones moving into that advanced state of knowing. In other words, we're moving into a new consciousness of realization where we've never experienced. So what seemed slow going, or what seemed to be moving like molasses, or what seemed beyond capacity for influence, from that place of that divine light, from that place of our higher self's mercy, this is due for the overhaul. This is due for the higher achievement. Because again, each of us have some sticky persuasion. In other words, we've each took a part of the karmic wheel and like, okay, I'll work with this part. Well, you'll work with that part. So we want to remember that each of us have obstacles or blockages that are soon to be revealed. So we want to receive that and really allow that, present that to our highest achievement, or soon to be revealed. So in other words, we're going beyond the monkey mind. We're going beyond the hardened heart. This is essential, because our awakening is going to come from our heart. And so we want that light to be conceived. Now, when we're sharing this, I literally have these like beings, like almost like floating out of my heart. So this is where we bring forth that divine union. So any place that still seems like a boulder, that still seems hardened, we want to imagine like life's expression. In other words, that light overpowering that old like stiffness or obscuration or hardening of the heart. And to remember that each place is ready for that breakthrough, and there's no accident where your consciousness has landed. In other words, not that you did anything wrong, it's that you're right on time. So each of us want to receive that. We're right on time. Our higher self knew that it's like, I will meet you here in this divine moment, and we will move mountains. So allow yourselves to grow, allow yourselves to graduate, allow yourselves to be given. So the given is, we're given the higher orchestration, we're given that timeless gesturing. So in other words, we're shifting in consciousness. And so this is where love matters, because we're literally moving matter. We're moving what could not be moved otherwise. So everything, remember, is vibrational. Everything is consciousness. So it's not like we're trying to push a boulder in the physical. We're shifting the consciousness of long ago that we treated as a given, that we believed was solid, and we're realizing it's ready to go. It's ready to be loosened. It's ready to be relieved. So allow yourselves to receive that halo. And remember when I saw that angel, oh my gosh, just imagine like Archangel Michael size angel wings. That was representing each of our spiritual strength. So that is what we're attesting to, we're acquiring, we're inserting. So we're inserting in this very moment of time. So again, remember, time is just a belief construct. So the timeless aspect of self has the ability, as we will permit, remember, free will. When I'm saying that, I've got a key, and this golden key, it's just like lit with it's made of golden light. And so it's just opening the lock. it's opening the lock of consciousness that we forgot long ago, that we made these things givens rather than just a temporary hazard, a temporary assumption. So allow yourselves to be transported to the light, allow yourselves to be lifted to your divine union. So again, we're aligning with our I Am Presence, we're aligning with our divine self, and where we make all things possible. So we are the ones that are moving, ascending, moving into 5D with rapid ascension. So when they're saying rapid, I literally have these beings coming by on horseback. I mean, there's an increased velocity to it. So again, remember, we tend to think from linear and we tend to think things take a long time. We're learning to drop this need for time. It's more so about love's assumption. In other words, it's really up to each of us how often we're ready to break bread with our higher self, how often we're ready to go steady, meaning like partnering with our higher self and relieving ourselves of these past false notions. So allow yourselves to have a heart. So again, abiding by the heart, being led by the heart, remembering the highest truths are coming from our heart, and allowing that acceleration to occur. So when I'm sharing this is very, very helpful. Allowing that acceleration to occur means you're now on the fast track. And so you want to receive that, and you want to allow that to be comfortable. It's sort of like, I can take the express bus or I can take the local. It's like, well, why not take the express bus? I'll get there faster. So there's something about the fast track. It's like, oh, what if I'm overwhelmed? But if we're listening to our heart, we have love's advantage. We'll be overwhelmed if we're just listening to the mind. But they're saying, oh, that's so like last season's fashion. It's so passe. It's so yesterday. So allow that to take note. Allow that to be asserted. Allow yourselves to graduate into your heavenly richness. And so remember, it's as we conceive of all possibilities, there's no more standing back. There's no more taking the local. There's no more disadvantage, because everything is now going to be attuned to our higher consent. And so just allow that to be conceivable, plausible, permitted, duly noted. And so just imagine, like, all those misgivings, people, places, and things, they just didn't know what to do with you. But our higher self does, our heart does. And so we're allowing that, the intelligence of the heart, to take over. And just feel the ease of that. Mentally, you don't have to know, but you are remembering to be a being that is aligned with that heart consciousness, with that unity consciousness. And the more that we assume that, suppose that, predict that, establish that, that's the truth. And so we're allowing that truth to be noted and given and inserted in all of our various lifetimes, in all of our various conveniences. So everyone that we've touched, everyone that's tuning into this offer and to the collective, is receiving that God's glory, is receiving our higher selves' assurance. And so allow that to be steady. In other words, and that ongoing advancement, it's steady now, it's steady the next hour, it's steady tonight, it's steady tomorrow morning, and ongoing. Receive. Allow it to take place easily. Love's assertion, day and night. And so it is. Thank you. Every time we take the trouble, meaning like every time we decide to dance, there's so much support. Like, I'm just going to start crying, because it's all here, and we have the ability to speed things up. where we don't, they're saying where we can go the distance. What they mean by that is we don't have to look down. We don't have to finish our linear stories. We don't have to, here comes the next karmic object. We can just step into the light. So we're being pressed upon, we're being loved assured. In other words, we're being supported.